T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scenario, there are some stars emerging, which I think is great. Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns are the only undefeated team in the entire bubble. They're 7-0. If they win their final game, there's a chance they'll get into the playoff with Portland to get into the 8th seed.
I know.
I mocked the NBA and the Phoenix Suns for putting Phoenix into the bubble. I thought they just wanted to give New Orleans a couple of layup games because they wanted New Orleans and Zion in the playoffs. Devin Booker is emerging as one of the new faces, the fun faces of the NBA. And for them to go 7-0, I owe an apology to all of Phoenix, Tempe, Scottsdale, name your area. I will apologize for that. But Devin Booker to me is one of the fun stories. But the best story so far and the MVP of the restart, Stephen, get ready, is our guy, Dame Lillard.
A minute and a half to play. That's a bomb!
Oh my God!
Ridiculous! Damian Lillard!
Thank you, Ian Eagle, for showing me the excitement that I love to hear on TNT. Dame Lillard with 61, a critical win over the Mavericks. And remember, Dame had missed those two free throws against the Clippers a couple of games ago and got laughed at by Pat Beverly and company. And he comes back with a 51 and a 61, Kove. Yeah. Is this guy the number one reason to watch NBA bubble action as of right now?
I would say so, absolutely. If you're looking for scoring, if you're looking for somebody to fill up the cylinder, if you're looking for somebody to bring the drama, and let's face it, boys, they're fighting for their playoff lives right now. They're holding on to that 8th seed by just the slightest of margins. You got Memphis still in the mix. The Phoenix Suns are blazing a trail through the bubble. So, yeah, they're hanging on. And, you know, a lot of folks that I talked to leading up to the bubble, they said specifically Portland was one of those teams to keep an eye on. They're getting Nurkic back. Carmelo Anthony's in really good shape, so there was a lot to feel good about Portland. And keep in mind, boys, this was a Portland team. They were in the Western Conference Finals last year. I know they got buzzsawed by the Golden State Warriors, and we saw that line of separation, but hey, that's a little bit of playoff experience. So, you know, maybe Dame had kind of turned the corner as far as, you know, believing that this team could get over the hump in a postseason scenario. But first things first, you got to get there. I'll say this, if it's set up right now, Portland 8, Lakers 1, and that was our first-round series. Yeah, inject that in me. I'll see some Dame v. LeBron all day long, Lo. They're playing great basketball right now.
I want to see that play-in. Let me see. Give me Portland and Phoenix, Cozy.
Agreed.
Cozy, let me see Booker. Let me see what Booker T can do, because, oh, my God, it was 35. He's lighting it up.
You go Harlem Heat on me? You go Harlem Heat on me, little Stevie Ray?
I had to, because he is nasty, too. He's nasty. A team that hadn't lost a game since they've been in a bubble, but those are two hot teams that are streaking, two teams that I'd love to see get it on to get it for that play-in game, and just to watch that, to watch Dame Dalla continue to make it happen. I mean, who says no to that? Who says no?
I know last week you were on the Dame Steph jag of, you know, is Dame the next level of it? Is Dame now moving into that role? Is Dame going to be the next guy? And Steph is the guy. Steph is, there's no question he's the guy. But you can, I'm going to ask this to the billions. 888-957-9570. That's the Chilton Autobody text line and our phone call. Is Dame moving into the Steph category for you as a lead dog on a sled, as a must-watch character whenever he is on television? And then I'm going to get to the second layer of it in just a second. But, Lo, lay out your idea of where you put Dame in the Steph-Dame continuum, because Steph took it. Steph changed the game with the three. and he right. won three championships. You can make the argument about Kevin Durant and all that. But Dame Lillard, assassin what he is doing in the bubble right now.
It really is, Coase. And I think that you have to look at what – keep everything tempered. And this is what I'm saying. So I don't want Covey because I know you can't wait because you're a friggin' Warrior lover, which is nothing wrong with that. But Dame's from the town too. So I just want to be fair and partial. I'm saying Steph Curry's body of work, Coase, it's not even close. Steph Curry, the best three-point shooter the game's had. So
right.
Steph Curry, I wouldn't even be having this conversation. I'm saying today – if you look at these two players today, and can we say who's the better, who's what? I think right now it's a coin flip. And I would, and you look at Steph, you know, some of the injuries and things that he's been breaking down a little bit. I think right now you look at Dame, he's mastered the shot. His range is just like Steph now. The cylinder looks so huge to him. He can just let him chunk him and let him up. So I think today, right now, far speed of different things. I think it'd be hard to say that Dame right now isn't comparable to Steph, if not better, because look at the time Steph has been away from the court. That's the only thing that I'm saying.
There's a meme spreading around. You see it, Covey? There's a meme spreading around with Dame Lillard. He said something about I didn't get it exactly. I was trying to read his lips. Use some respect with my name. Something.
Put some maybe respect on my name. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I
he
think so,
he
yeah.
added another word in there I kept out.
Yeah. But that's digest. Okay. Well, here's the thing. I mean, look, it's impressive what Damian Lillard's doing, and I don't want to come on these airwaves on 95.7 The Game on Lorenzo Neal's show with Coase and Dibs and sit here and disrespect Dame's performance. That's not what I'm here to do this morning. I respect it. It's fun to watch. He's from the town. I love me some Dame Lillard. It's not fair right now, though, to have the Dame Lillard-Steph Curry conversation, I think for a couple reasons. I laid out earlier championship pedigree. To me, that's a big one. And this is the NBA, not the NFL where there's 53 guys. When you're the lead dog on an NBA team, that matters. And you show me that you're the elite of the elite with championships, with appearance in NBA finals, big-time moments in playoff games. That's all I'm saying, Lo, before you go nuts on me. But
I'm not
the other
going
part
nuts.
Of this, too. Hang on. Just let me finish one thing real quick. The other part of this, too, is Steph Curry hasn't been playing basketball lately. We're not seeing Steph right now. So it's easy to say Dame's this, Dame's that, Steph's not this, Steph's not that. When the last time we saw Steph, like, you know, in a meaningful game, he was trying to carry the Warriors over the finish line against the Toronto Raptors. I know he played a little bit in the regular season this past year at the Chase Center, but for the most part, the last time we've seen Steph in a competitive situation, dude looked pretty good to me. And then there's those rings and those finals, you know, performances and those MVPs that won unanimous. So Steph still has that, but it's not a knock on Dame. To even be mentioned in the same breath as Steph Curry is a massive compliment to Damian Lillard. That speaks volumes to me.
If Steph
can I jump to the phone lines? Because please. I know the definitive voice on this particular question. There's only one person I want to hear from, and it's Robin in San Francisco. Robin, Steph and Dame and what Dame's doing in the bubble. How you doing, Robin? Thanks for joining us here on 95.7 The Game, and how you see in the NBA right now?
Love you, Robin.
I love you too, Lo, but I gotta get on you, sugar.
Oh, Robin.
Hey. So listen, sweetheart. You know you gotta process information as a whole, Lo. Okay. Now, Dame is great. I'm not a Dame fan, and the reason why I'm not a Dame fan is he's great. He's a great player, individual. But in terms of a team dynamic, he plays a little too much iso ball for me, and he doesn't pass the ball, and you know he doesn't play make. I mean, come on now, Draymond Green, who scores what less than 4 points a game, whipped their backcourt all by himself by running the floor. Okay, now come on. So I'd like to see Dame be a little bit more well-rounded. For me, a point guard has to run the floor at some point. He never runs the floor. He plays iso ball. So I think you should really look at who he is as a player overall. Iso, great. Team, not so great. That's all I got for you.
Way to go, Robin. She's bringing it, man. Bringing it. I got to be honest. That's a harsh criticism of my man Dame right there.
And it's not fair. She's saying watch Robin. With all due respect, you got to watch. Now, if you would have said Carmelo more of iso ball, Dame's moving around without the ball. And that's why we're comparing him to Steph. Coach, you see him cutting through screens and running to get the or create that open shot. He knows he's moving around. Guys understand that. I don't think he does a lot of one-on-one. Harden does more of that. You know, Steph and him, they do a great job of moving through, moving without the ball, and keep moving. I think Dame creates a lot of space by doing that. So I don't think he's an iso ball player at all. I think he can when he wants to, but I think they move without the ball well.
Chilton Autobody text line, 888-957-9570. The Billions are speaking. From the 650, Lillard is no miss TV. From the 415, Curry's the only guy that dominates Lillard head-to-head, which is pretty big company because Curry's the guy who changed the game. Lillard's the guy who right now is taking it to that next level. From the 650, if you saw the last two games, what Dame was doing was what they say is Steph-like, which I would absolutely agree. And yet from the 510, it's blasphemous to put Lillard in the same sentence with the legend Curry. Ooh! Yeah. We got him on both sides of the ledger here, Ryan Covey.
Well, as well it should be. I would expect the Bay Area to come to bat for Steph Curry, for God's sake. But also, you'd expect the Bay Area to have a lot of love for Damian Lillard. So that's why this is a fun conversation to have. And, you know, if you're Dame, boys, like, he's, you know, what is he, 30 years old now? How many more runs of this are you going to get? And you got Carmelo Anthony playing the back nine of his career. He's probably chipping up on 18 right about now. So at least he's teed off on 18. McCollum and Dame have been together for a few years. You got Collins in there as well. I know maybe that bench isn't as deep as it was in the past, but that starting five is pretty strong, and they could give anybody a run for their money. And you know what? Honestly, because there's so much uncertainty in the bubble, and we just, you know, it's just this, everything's just so different. And you know, LeBron hasn't done it with the Lakers yet, and Kawhi hasn't done it with the Clippers yet. You got to feel like the Western Conference, if you're one of those other teams, you have to believe that you got action in this bubble scenario more than you would in a regular situation. And by the way, Damian Lillard, hey, he gets paid to play basketball. He's doing it at a high level, popping them threes, guys. And here's the thing that I love about Dame. This is where the Steph comp is relevant. He distorts the chessboard. And what I mean is, as soon as Dame crosses half court, he's in range. You have to respect it. You have to defend him. You have to respect the fact that he can pull up from that deep. And what that does is that creates all those lanes behind him for all that traffic to get moving down near the block, down in the paint, and to get that spacing right. And that's what Dame does, because you have to respect his range. That just makes life exponentially easier for everybody else on that floor with him.
All right, real quick, from the 510, I want you to hear this, stew on it, and I'm going to take Coach P and the Mont in just a second. From the 510, Steph has had Klay his whole career. If it wasn't for Klay, Steph would not be able to carry a team by himself. Wow. You're calling that text of the day nominee? I don't know about that. Coach P, let's get to the phone lines, 888-957-9570. Coach P, how do you see this whole scenario with Dame Lillard, what he's doing in the NBA right now?
Oh, good morning, first of all. I love the show, guys.
Second of all,
what he's doing right now is must-watch TV. I mean, let's be honest. You know, before, with Kurt, you know, when the Warriors were winning the rings and all that, you know, doing their thing, you would still watch some Damian highlights. You'll be on ESPN watching all. Let me see this highlight real quick. But now, you want to rush home and go watch that game. You want to watch it from tip to the end, because what he's doing now is he's just balling. He's straight ball-holic right now. He's balling out of control in the words of E40. And honestly, I mean, if you're talking about putting him next to Curry and all that, now, I mean, for instance, you know, obviously no ring. That's going to be an objective. But what are we talking about here? Are we talking about careers? Are we talking about possibly like, you know, that's like a dream team. Let's say, you know, Barkley was on a dream team next to Jordan. But he didn't have a ring. But if there's a dream team right now, you're putting Lillard on there. If you ain't, then I don't know what you mean. You know, maybe him and James Harden might have to go head-to-head or something, but I mean, honestly, he's on that dream team. But if you're talking about, like, an overall career, which, you know, the book's not written yet. It's not finished. You know what I mean? We don't know if he might just ball out. I'll tell you one thing right now, though. Damian's hungry. The Warriors ain't hungry anymore. If we're talking about, you know, the player to pick right now, today, you know, Damian's hungry. He wants it, and he's showing it right now on that bubble. I'm not saying he's a Curry. I'm not saying he's a Curry. No, I'm Curry's biggest number one fan. You know, I'm not saying he's a Curry because – I mean, in the words of Kayvon, no reason to sit at this table, but he is much watched TV right now. Love the show, guys. Let's go, Oakland. Go.
Great job. Coach P, I think you probably said it the best way that a lot of people would agree. You're not saying, you're not disrespecting Steph at all, but what Damian is doing, you're right. You want to tune in at the beginning and watch all 48 because you don't know what the guy's capable of doing on any given night. I am intrigued, though, by the Chilton Autobody text line where they claim, you know, Steph has had clay. That's the reason that they've been so good, and that's the reason Steph has been able to be so great. Clay is a piece to that puzzle. In fact, here, from the 650, replace Dame with Steph and the Dubs win four in a row. Are you telling me that Dame would have maybe been the difference maker, Covey, in which they wouldn't have just won not two, not three, but four?
And first
five,
of all,
not six, not
people,
seven.
People could talk out of the side of their neck all they want. The fact is the Warriors won with Steph and Klay. I guess we'll never know because Dame Lillard was too busy getting dumped in the first round of the playoffs how many years in a row. And here's the thing, man. Like, just the bottom line is, what Dame Lillard is doing right now, it's impressive. It's must-watch television, no question. You have to do it in the postseason, though, for me. Steph Curry's done it in the postseason. And the one thing that I'll take exception to what Coach P said there is he said the Warriors aren't hungry anymore.
That was interesting to me.
We think Joe Lacob isn't hungry anymore. I think the fact that you know, $4 billion building, whatever that is, $2 billion building, the Chase Center needing to be filled year in and year out probably speaks to a little bit of hunger in his belly. You think Steve Kerr is not still hungry after what happened this past season to the Warriors? Come on, man. Unless we forget, this team took broadside after broadside, did the Golden State Warriors, losing guys to injury, moving on in free agency. They went to five straight finals. The fact that they would have a bit of a dip in form only speaks to the fact that it was unreasonable to expect a team to go to the finals literally every year. And the idea that, Steph has Klay. Dude, Michael had Scotty. Bird had McHale. Magic had Kareem. Magic had Worthy. I mean, it just goes on and on. You have to have superstar players. Individual players can win games, even win playoff series, but teams win finals. Big players take over in great moments, but teams win finals in the NBA. You need star power, not just a star player.
Nobody loves...
Look what you just said. And that's the thing that you just answered, and you've been on me for that. And look what he just did, Coz. He just said you need a team to win titles. Individuals don't win it. They'll win games. Dame's individual can win games. But if you don't have everyone around, you're not winning titles. And you know that. Look at Steph. Has he been to MVP? Look in the playoffs. Does he have 50, 60 playing games? When you're talking about that, have Dame had great playoff games? Yes. But Steph's had a great supporting cast and a good team to win. If LeBron James, everyone talk about LeBron James, Michael Jordan's better because, you know, won more titles. Now, I'm not saying Michael Jordan's not better. I think if they played one-on-one, I think because of the body size, I think LeBron probably would have beat him because of his body size. Not
you're wrong, but that's
basketball
okay.
Player.
Yeah, that's a false.
That's false.
All he do is drive to the hole on him. I mean, how would Michael stop him?
MJ's picking that pocket all day. Taking charges all defensive, like every single year. He's one of the greatest defenders to ever play. Put some respect on MJ's name, Lowe.
Put some respect on MJ's name.
I think Michael's the best, but I'm just saying one on one is totally different. Kareem played again. Okay, anyways, my point that I'm making. You talk about five NBA finals. So if LeBron went to nine in a row. So if KD's not here and say LeBron wins three more, two more, say he would have won those, would we be saying that he's the best because of the titles? I don't think. And that's where people get mixed up with these titles, bro. I understand titles are great. They're unbelievable. They're awesome. But you can't predicate
you play
that
to win the game.
Well, people
okay?
get caught up. Yeah, people get caught up in the hypothetical scenarios, the what ifs. I'm going on ironclad facts, just straight up.
So tell me what
the
Steph did. So if we're going to fights, give me
the first time the Warriors.
The
Warriors first.
Give me his stats in the finals, okay?
The first.
So you're talking about big games.
The first time the Warriors. The first time the Warriors won the NBA Finals, Steph Curry should have been the MVP of that series, period, point blank. I was at Game 5 at Oracle. That's one of the greatest performances I've ever seen.
Are you kidding? And by the way, Villanova took his chicken. Everyone's making memes.
It's Villanova.
Okay,
we're not talking about Villanova.
Took his chicken. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
It's a guy who no one even knows. You're absolutely right. Goes. Yeah. Who is the guy? Villanova? What happened? What happened the first couple games? What were people saying?
Matthew Dellavedova.
What were people saying, Coz? What were they saying about the matchup? Honestly, Coz, be honest.
Steph was going to destroy Dellavedova, is what they were saying.
What did he do?
He got better as the series went on.
Real quick, because nobody loves texter on caller crime more than I do. From the 408, tell Robin to put some respect on Dame's name. Look at that. I love when the texters get at the callers. And caller after caller. I like caller on caller crime. From the 510, Dame is the pope of the religion of threesas. I'll give him that one because he does knock some long balls down. No question about that. I'm gonna get to Jared in a second. Jared's on the line at 888-957-9570. You know what? Let's get to Jared. Then I'm gonna get to the tweet that I saw yesterday from our esteemed leader who compared Dame Lillard to another most hated Bay Area NBA player. But Jared, you're loved on Kozlow and Dibs. How you doing, Jared? Welcome to 95.7 The Game.
What's up, boys? Good morning. I hate to rain on the Dame parade, and I love Dame. I know he's from the town and all that, but let's take this with a grain of salt because statistically, these totals, which is, you know, combined score for each team, they're up 26 points per game from before the bubble. So can you imagine what the Warriors would be doing? Obviously, teams are not playing defense. For 100 possessions, the only team is, Lowe's Lakers, the only ones not scoring 100 per 100 possessions. But these teams are setting all-time records, so the only reason we're having this discussion is, Dame's putting up these incredible numbers, and he's not facing those double-team blitzes when Steph Curry's getting blitzed at half-court by Cleveland or Toronto. Stephen Curry's getting guarded by four guys against Toronto. Let's not forget that. This is a glorified summer ball, and that's why Dame's putting up these numbers. We love Dame, but let's put a little respect on Steph Curry's name, and I'm out.
Thank you.
That's a pretty darn good call right there. Jared taking the tact of going with facts on a sports talk show. That's not what you're supposed to do, Jared. That's not going to get you any extra airtime. You got to come off half cocked half the time.
Yeah, pretty inconvenient when he's equipped with the truth there, Lo. They haven't played any defense in the bubble. All these box scores are flexed out on steroids. And by the way,
they are.
Steph Curry, when he lost half his damn team in the NBA Finals, what did he do in that series? Oh, yeah, 47, what was that, in Game 4 when there was no KD, no Clay, teams falling apart at the seams, and all Steph Curry did was drop 47 in that NBA Finals games. One of the most recent games he played, 34 in the final game. So have a little bit more respect for what Steph Curry's accomplished in the finals as well. And isn't a great player, and specifically a point guard, guys, whose job it is to dish the rock, to assist, to defer to the greater good when needed. I think it speaks volumes about Steph that he had a willingness to let KD take over at times, to let Clay, when he gets hot, to get him the rock. Dame is just like, man, if I don't throw this team on my back, we're never getting over the finish line. Steph empowers the people around him, and he makes everybody that much better. All the guys on the floor are that much better when Steph Curry's there. When Dame's rolling, the guys just stand in the corner like, oh, well, we know what time it is. It's just like Harden. Couple of dribbles, little ISO ball, and Dame's going to put one up.
Oh, timeout. You can't go there. You can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. When Steph's rolling, people get out of the way, and they let him eat, too, because you're right. He's great. No one's talking MVP. About
He just keeps going back for seconds and thirds, too. I mean, he's not just they're not just letting him eat. He's going back in with both hands.
And Steph's tearing it up. When Steph's on a heater, they just give him the ball, and he throws it before he even gets across half court. You see those shots.
And
so
quite frankly,
who cares?
And quite frankly, let's not kid ourselves. And we've seen Clay flame throw and torch.
Yes.
We've seen KD do it. But the building sounds different when Steph is on that jag, doesn't
no
it? There's just some level of craziness that when he's in that moment,
for some reason,
the building just seems a little differently unhinged when he does. That's the difference with what Steph can do. How about this from the 415 in all caps? Warriors not hungry anymore? ! Coach B smoking that good, huh?
Yeah.
Shaking my head.
Yeah, it's a trash take.
They are.
Coach B's strong, but
that's a trash take. Yeah, I'm with Kobe.
I love texter on caller crime. Please, you can always do that on the Chilton Autobody text line. If you want to make Jim Cosimore's day, anytime texters can control callers, I'm all for it. 888-957-9570. I'm going to hold off the tweet from our boss until after the break, because it's going to add a layer to what Dame Lillard is doing in the bubble right now. I thought going into yesterday that Devin Booker would be the MVP of the restart. The league is announced they're going to have an all-restart first and second team, and they're going to have an all most important player or best player of the restart. And I thought it was going to be Devin Booker. Dame Lillard has to be the lead dog on that sled without any question. But there is a tweet from a seriously disturbed individual. When we continue, I'm going to lay that on you. Yeah, that's right. All right, so more on the bubble and the NBA. We got some good stuff cooking. Hey, feel free to call us, 888-957-9570, or you can hit us on the Chilton Auto Body text line with the same number. That's what's coming up on the game. It's brought to you by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah. Coe's Low and Dibs with Ryan Covey in on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Coe's Low and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
A minute and a half to play. That's a bomb!
Oh my God!
Ridiculous! Damian Lillard!
Where were you when Dame Lillard became the best guard in the game? In Orlando, in the bubble. More on that and a wildly disturbing tweet that I will get to in a second. But first, I have to let everybody know, here at 95.7 The Game, we are inside of a month before the start of the football season. The NFL season is upon us. Hard Knocks started the other day, and here at 95.7 The Game, we are very happy to say that we have Jerry Rice back on our station this football season. You can hear Jerry Rice starting this Monday and every Monday throughout the football season at 8:45 in the morning right here on Coe's Low and Dibs. I'm very much looking forward to it. Listen, football season's coming up. We obviously want everyone to stay safe. We know it's going to be an unusual year this year, but we are very happy to have Jerry Rice back with us like he was last year breaking down the NFL. All right, we have Ryan Covey in for Dan Dibley. Dan has a couple of days off for personal reasons. He's going to go up and enjoy himself playing in a golf tournament. And so Covey has stepped in, and we've got some hot NBA discussion going on that involves a local guy, Dame Lillard, who's the breakout star of the bubble right now in the NBA in Orlando. And Steph Curry, the comparison that you brought out, Low, last week, and just where Dame is in taking that shooting point guard, that scoring point guard, is he taking it to a new level? And some fans are weighing in on, wow, what would the Warriors do if they had Dame instead of Steph? Remember the story about Dame Lillard trying out for the Warriors? Remember that it was the year he was drafted. He goes for his personal workout with the Warriors, and while he's there, they said, oh, when did you get here? He goes, I just got here a couple minutes ago. Oh, how'd you get over here? He goes, I just walked. And they said, you mean we didn't send a car to go and get you? He goes, no, I'm just down the block. Because remember, they had their training facility in Oakland at the time, and Dame happened to be around there. And he goes, no, I just walked over, and I'm ready to go. And they just thought he was such a nice, unassuming guy that he didn't need the fall the raw of, send me a limo for me and all my group.
Right.
I have my handlers here. I have my agent. I have my manager. I have my accountant. I have all my people. No. Low, he just walked over, and he was going to try out because he wanted to be a first-round pick in the NBA. Pretty nice and unassuming for Dame Lillard.
Yeah, and he's from the town. So here's a guy that's from Oakland. Say, look, brother, I don't need to ride over here. This is where I live. This is my set. I know where this place is. I've been watching it since I was a little one. I know where the spot is. I can walk over there, and I'm going to go blow it up, and I'm going to show you how I get down. So Dame's always been a good dude. The dude plays with vigor, plays with fire.
Hey, is he the best rapper in the NBA? Is he the best NBA rapper? I know Marvin Bagley is really good with the Sacramento Kings, but he doesn't have the name value right now that Dame Lillard does. But is Dame the best rapper in the game?
You think you like him, Covey, or do you like
Dame Dollar, man?
You don't
Dame
like ball?
Dollar
you ain't
bars.
Feeling ball? I thought you loved ball. I thought LaBelle Ball was your guy.
Easy. No. Dame Lillard drops bars, and I'm from the old school. I'm an East Bay guy. Give me some Too Short. Give me some Earl Stevens, a little E-40, and give me some Dame Dollar. Give me some old Looney, something like that. So I feel the vibe. Yeah, I feel that vibe that Dame drops. Absolutely. Come on, man. This is where we're from here.
Yeah, and I think that's what people realize too. And it's great that you can make the comparison with him and Steph, because you know he's from here. So, and it's just awesome for Dame to be even mentioned. In the breath of Steph. And I think that people are, it's not a joke. And I think it's not a disrespect to Steph Curry. And I think that Steph Curry, if you had him on here, you'd say, man, that's not a disrespect. I think Steph loves Dame's game.
I'm loving the Chilton Auto Body text line. Robin's Coase taking a little heat. I think Robin's coming
candy
back.
Store. Robin's in the candy store. I got him on the Zoom right now. Coase is locked in on that chilled not a body text line. He's having fun over there.
It is awesome. Every once in a while, people just wait. KD carried the Dubs. 925. Keep sleeping on the Warriors. They ain't hungry no more. What is this with the they ain't hungry no more stuff? Let's get a couple of phone calls. 888-957-9570. It's our phone number. It's our Chilton Autobody text line number. I'm enjoying a delicious double espresso latte this morning that I made with my machine that I got over at Friedman's Appliance. So I'm just going to kick back. I know, exactly. That's just, you know.
Tough life.
That's not bad, huh? I'm just going to kick back and sip my latte. And I'm gonna get to the phone calls because my main man, nice guy Steven, says we got some people ringing the lines. What do you got for us, Steven?
Yeah, we got Dave in Pleasanton.
All right, Pleasanton, one of my favorite cities in the Bay Area. Dave, welcome in. How do you see what we're throwing out here at you today?
I'm not seeing Dame in the picture at all, and here's why. Steph Curry already built his legacy by what, 2012, and then we're talking about back-to-back MVPs. And the only reason we're bringing Dame into this conversation is because over the last few years, Steph wanted to take a step back and let Durant control the team. Without that, we're not even having this conversation. We're talking record breaker galore, back-to-back MVPs. It's not even in the conversation. Thanks, guys. That's all I got.
I like it. Thank you. But from the 510, here's a counter to that. You know, for the Blazers, when C.J. McCollum was rolling, they let him go. When Skinny Mello was going, they let him post up. So, you know, listen, it's not like it's just Dame all the time, but when Dame is on fire, when he is fire, and you know, the 51 was good, the 61 was better, that stuff to me is otherworldly, and that's why we're talking about Dame. Or, Covey, are we talking about Dame because he's a town guy?
Like, if he was both.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, and it's exciting what he's doing right now. The Steph Curry thing, you know, bringing him into the conversation, well, they play the same position, I get that. They're both right around the same age, and around these parts, it's always going to be a fun conversation. But Steph's not playing right now, so it's easy to just forget how great this guy is and all the amazing things he's done. I would hope Dub Nation, out of all the fan bases in the world, out of all the years this team was hot garbage, an embarrassment to the NBA, for them to rise to the level of prominence that they have, 5 straight finals, 7 straight trips to the playoffs, bunch of titles, like all these amazing things that have happened. Did we forget so soon, Dub Nation, how awful this team was forever? And who is to personally thank for that? 30, baby. He came here. Things started to change. Come on, Lo. Like, this
Why
is
you
just
acting
hyperbole.
Like...
These are just facts. Like, I'm talking to a jury right now, just laying out the facts of my closing argument because I know my client's innocent, because I know you're going to let him off, and I'm just reminding you of why.
Covey, we ain't no one not riding with Steph. You're missing the point. You got to admit that. Tell me, and that last caller that called in, Coase Moore, with all due respect, when he
Big
said,
Dave.
Oh, Steph let off because he let KD take over. No. Now Steph did allow KD to come in because I think Steph's a great guy. Because if Steph said, I don't want KD, the organization wouldn't have brought KD in. I don't care. Because Steph's that type of guy. I said, bring him in. But why would Steph bring him in? Because he knew he needed him to win a trip, like you're talking about, Covey, to get a title. They would not have won.
He already had a title. He already had a title.
So,
and they won 73 games
now
the next
this conversation.
And if he didn't
over.
Sprain
this,
his ankle,
and what
he
happened
had back-to-back titles.
Man, come on, man. Stop playing.
If he hadn't got hurt.
If Bullfrogs wouldn't have a tail, wouldn't have bust his ass either.
Okay,
if Kyrie
well,
don't get – because he said if he wouldn't have had a bad ankle. You know, if and ands and buts was candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Can people – wait a minute. Let me give me a chance now. Now, because you said his ankle. Now, what if Kyrie doesn't blow out his knee? Okay? What happens when Kevin Love's not necessary? So we can sit here and play tick for tack and say, oh, Draymond got teabagged and that's why that, but it still happened. So my point to you guys is don't sit there and just say, oh, they would have won that game if Kyrie's healthy and Love's healthy in that first series.
Okay, and you're right, and we don't know, and you're right. Typically, I don't go that route. Hang on, let me finish. Sit tight, big fella. I'm going to give you some facts right now. 140 regular season wins and 31 playoff wins over two full NBA seasons. 73 wins, by the way, NBA record, 73-9, and a unanimous MVP on the shelf to go along with it before Kevin Durant ever set foot in the building. And by the way, where was Kevin Durant? Blowing a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals to, you guessed it, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. So this idea that he needed KD, does bringing a generationally great player to your basketball team make you better? Of course it does. I never knocked KD for coming here. I never knocked the Warriors for wanting to sign him. They had the money. KD was game to come here. It was a match made in heaven. We saw what happened. They went to three finals, won two titles. It was a beautiful thing. Now he's gone. Steph Curry realized, hey, look, I got a chance to bring in somebody else that could take us to a whole nother level. They went from, hey, you're a championship caliber team, you're a damn good team, to, man, we might be the greatest team ever assembled. And they were definitely in that conversation, and five finals trip speaks to it. But 140 regular season wins and 31 playoff wins over two seasons, low before KD ever got there, come on, man, you can't just throw that away as if it's nothing. And Steph Curry was the MVP of both of those seasons. Come on.
Yeah, and yeah, you're right. But you got, if you're going to add that, but you're saying, okay, 73 season, you're right. But guess what? They didn't win a chip that year. So they wasn't an NBA title. They didn't win. They weren't champions. Guess who was?
That's right. According to MJ.
My MJ. The best player of all time said 73 don't mean nothing. You don't win a title. Guess what? They didn't get that title that year.
Right.
And that's why they went out and got KD. So boom, waves in your face. Don't sit here and start talking about they won back. They didn't go back to back. They went and got 73 wins. Didn't mean nothing because LeBron took the title. Said, give me that. Thank you.
All right.
Let me get that from you.
I think the 408 sums it up for a lot of us. Dame is from Oakland. We are supposed to be supporting our own. You know we are all rooting for the Blazers to knock out the Lakers in the first round. I think that's absolutely true. But then there's this from the 215. As great as Lillard is, he will never win an MVP award or dominate leading to the NBA Finals. Dub Nation will fight anybody who tries to compare him to Steph Curry. A lot of good stuff going on. This is a lot of fun.
Can I give you a great text on the Chilton Autobody text line from the 510? This is a text of the day nominee. Steph just donated a bunch of money to help childhood hunger. Low hates Steph. According to the transitive property, Low hates children. So there you go.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Man.
I love Steph. Well, Steven, stop ringing the bell. Stop it.
All right, let's get, hey, Steven, we have, what else do we have on the phone lines at 888-957-9570?
We got Kurt in Oakland.
Let's do it. Oakland, Oakland representing.
Hometown, what's up, baby? What'd it do?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. You know, the best part about Dame being with Portland, he's putting them back on the map and giving them some respectability. You know, they've been on the downcline for a little bit, and now with him there, that helps. And, you know, I mean, as in point of point guards, you know, he's easily top five in today's game because he's a joy to watch. I'll watch him over Westbrook and Harden any day of the week. Because those two are boring. Dame at least has some entertainment value where he's still going to help out everybody else and still get moving. Now, though, as for Steph Curry, when you say that he gets hot and they keep feeding him the ball, they give him the ball before the defense could set, and then they shuffle everyone around so they can get him back open. So he has the ball to start, and then he passes it off, and then they go around the system. But, I mean, you know, it happens. And, you know, LeBron should be worried because his LeBubble plan isn't working because Dame could knock him out of the playoffs. But
No.
Thanks for taking my call.
No.
Great call, Kurt.
Caller of the day nomination,
Oh,
Kurt.
Steve, you finally you come in. Thanks, Steven. Oh, wow. You're supposed to stay with your bells. You're supposed to jump in and chime in. And no, they're not going to take out LeBron and the Lakers. You guys know that. Dame is doing a great job. I wish they weren't at 8. I wish it was another way that could be higher for they wouldn't have to see the Lakers and have an early departure. You're not beating the Lakers. And they know that.
All right.
You know that, Cozy.
We work for a seriously disturbed human being.
Yes, we
do. And great guy and a sports junkie. He's not a flamethrower. All right. But our esteemed leader, for some reason, took to social media because he's such a sports nerd. And I don't know if he's just, I don't know if he sees it this way. I don't know if he was trying to poke the bear.
I don't know if it's his kid tweeting from his dad's account. We just don't know.
Be.
We don't
that
know what's
be.
Happening there.
You know
a burner account? We don't know.
That could be a burner account. You're absolutely right. He might not have the skizzles to type that thing out. Maybe he's got his son doing his dirty work for him. So here's what our boss tweets out, all right? Because the most hated guy for any Warriors fan, I don't even think it's LeBron. I think it's James Harden. Is James Harden the most hated NBA superstar for a Warriors fan? I would think he is. I think it's Harden.
Yeah. Yeah, it's up okay. there. For sure LeBron's in the Harden. Combo. Matthew Villanueva or whatever the hell But no, I think it's got to be Harden. Russ is in the combo too, but I think it's got to be the beard for sure.
All right, and will KD get on the list again of being hated because now he's in Brooklyn?
Could be.
You know, although I think they're going to love him when he comes back. But so our guy tweets out this: Lillard is the new Harden. Lots of points, no rings. Is that just a swipe at the town's cherished, lovely, phenomenal, superstar point guard? Is that just a shot at Dame Lillard? Or is there some credence? Harden is the greatest scorer in the game today. He is physical. He doesn't always do it in the prettiest fashion, but he's a guy who dominates games, and you always want to watch what he's doing. Whether you love to hate him or respect what he does, Harden's that guy, but we don't like him. Lillard, is he the same thing, Lo? Is he, you know what? He's nice and cute and fun, and he does some great things, and he's a great rapper, and he dropped 51, and then he dropped 61. But in the end, he's a shooting machine, and then he's not going to win a championship. He's not going to be an MVP. He's all points, no chips.
I don't think you got to say that. I think you look at what's in front of him, and you say, if Dame Lillard wins a title this year, would this be... Yeah, exactly. That's why you have to laugh, because how big of an upset and how big of an underdog, and what would that do for Dame? If Dame was able to get by the Clippers, the Lakers, and you think about what it, and then go and beat Milwaukee or whoever it may be, or Toronto, he would be viewed so different. Some might, if he did that, it'd be unprecedented, because he'd be going through the teeth of the gorilla. He'd be going through the eye of the storm. If he was able to carry his team to where they're at, this would be the biggest championship by any team, including the Warriors. This would be bigger than any chip that they won.
This one, undoubtedly. If Portland wins this year,
it's bigger than what the Warriors did. Because the Warriors were always being hunted. The Warriors were favored to win every single title that they were in. They were favored to win the NBA. They were 3 to 1. I mean, think about what you had to do. That's how the odds were so in their favor. That's how dominant were. If they pull this off, you got to admit, this would be the biggest in NBA history.
Sure. But because it's not happening. I mean, yeah, we could talk about it. We're back in fantasy land. I wasn't allowed to, you know, carry out the fact that Steph rolled his ankle, and that's why the Warriors didn't win back-to-back titles before KD got here. But you can jump in the fantasy land machine, and now you got Dame beating the Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks. Like, at some point, they're going to be called upon to get a stop low, and then that's going to be a problem, because Carmelo never saw part of any defense that he ever wanted any piece of. Neither did Dame. Neither did McCollum. The reason the Warriors have championships on the mantle is because they actually defended when it mattered most. Same reason the Lakers are going to be in the NBA Finals this year. So, come on now. Let's be realistic for a second.
I'm sure it's not a fantasy.
A little CBD for the achy joints. No problem, Lo. I get it. I understand why. But come on, big fella.
Wait a minute. This is not fantasy. This is something that could happen. I'm just saying yours didn't happen. It's over. Can you go back and change Steph hurting his ankle?
Oh, fair enough. Okay, sure thing.
I'm talking about a couple of months.
Hey, you know what, Lo? I'm going to make a guarantee right now. If the Portland Trailblazers win the NBA Finals, I will donate $2,000 to the charity of your choice, okay? $2,000.
Wow.
You pick it. I'll donate it, okay? $2,000.
Ring that bell.
I know for you, that's a little chump change, Lo.
No, that's not. No, bro.
Portland Trailblazers. As a matter of fact, if they make it to the NBA Finals, even if they make it to the Finals, I'll do $1,000 to the charity of your choice, okay? $2,000 to win, $1,000 to make it to the Finals. That's how pie in the sky this is.
If they make it to the Western Conference
NBA
Final.
NBA Finals. No, they were in the Western Conference Final. I've already put my money where my mouth is.
How about a latte at Pete's Coffee if they win two games against the Lakers?
Round of golf, Lo. Round of golf on me, Lo, if the Blazers make it to the Western Conference Finals.
How about you got to walk down the streets of Oakland in a Speedo if they just make it to the Finals? If they make
it to the Western Finals. But you got it. If they make it, I will do that.
Walk
Western Conference Finals, Speedo in the town. You got it.
We'll get the 95.7 The Game team out there. It's never going to happen. By the way, I look terrific in a Speedo, so that's no problem, okay? That's no problem.
Covey has remade his body. I'm not kidding. Covey has remade his body. He might. He actually might. He might do that, and it doesn't matter if he wins or loses a bet. He might just decide to walk down the middle of the street.
It's possible.
It very well could be possible. It will be. We'll do
Where's the walk of shame.
Covey? If we do it, though, we'll do it just like in what's the show we were talking about yesterday with a walk of shame. We'll have someone ringing the bell.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
You know that one show.
Shame.
You know.
Shame. That's what we will do with you.
Yes.
Bend the knee.
By the way, can I just say something real quick? Because this whole Steph Curry, Damian Lillard conversation, can I just I need to give you some perspective. I need to invoke facts into this conversation because we spend a lot of time in like the what if sphere. Okay, I know facts are really inconvenient. Steph Curry is as prolific of a shooter from three-point range in his career as Damian Lillard is from the floor, okay? Steph Curry, career, 43.2% from three-point range. Dame Lillard in his career, 43.5% from the floor. From the floor. So Steph is as good from three as Dame is anywhere on the floor, okay? I think that's very telling. And by the way, Dame shoots more, so his points per game are up a little more from Steph throughout their career. And I'm talking, it's a nominal amount, 23.5 versus 24.2. But Steph's better from the floor. He's better from three, more rebounds, more assists, more playoff victories, and certainly more NBA titles, not to mention the NBA Finals appearances. Wake me up when Dame wins a game in a conference finals. I know they got there last year, didn't win a game. Let me know when they actually do that. Then we can have an adult conversation about Steph and Dame and being in the same hemisphere, let alone the same conversation.
Wow. That was a lot to digest right there.
I do that.
For those of you who might think, we had a caller earlier say the Warriors aren't hungry anymore. Remember that call? Seemed like it was 2 days ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this from Chris Haynes at Yahoo Sports. He's our NBA insider. He's inside the bubble. Klay Thompson recovering well from the torn left ACL he suffered in the finals. He was cleared of restrictions in June. He's working out down in Southern California, and he's even had a workout with Steph Curry. And if the next season, 2020-2021 season, starts in December, Thompson will have had 17 months of rehab under his belt. How much better does that make you feel about the Warriors' preparedness for next year? This year was a throwaway year for a number of reasons, a bunch of injuries, then a pandemic, then a split season. Getting into next year and having them find their groove one more time with a top five pick that they're going to get in the NBA draft, and they're going to get a chance to get some guys back healthy, and they've seen Wiggins play a little bit, and they know how to deploy him. How much better does that make you feel about what could come for a team that, quote-unquote, isn't hungry anymore, Lo?
Yeah, I think they're hungry. I think you listen to Draymond, you listen to these guys. They're tired of everyone saying that they're done and the prime is past them. Look at the Giants, what everyone said about them. Look how they're battling. And I'm not comparing the Giants' talent, because the Giants' talent compared to the Warriors aren't even close. Yeah, shouldn't even say in the same
it's
sense.
Like
but I'm
Steph,
just.
Yeah.
But
I'm just
saying the effort that you're going to get and the fortitude that you're going to have mentally. I think that the highest I think the Warriors are going to be from anywhere from as high as three and no further than five. So I don't think they'll be so that when the season starts and it's end of the season, Covey, I think they can be as high as a three seed, and I don't think any worse than a five. That's where I have them being.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable, Lo. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things, we're all anxious to see what the New England Patriots look like this year without Tom Brady and this and that. And there was, they're going to stink. You know, I'll believe that when I see it. I think rumors of their demise are a little unfounded and a little unwarranted. And maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. The Golden State Warriors, kind of the same thing. Like, last year, come on, man. There was times, even like, I'm talking like into the second or third week of the season, where their entire starting five didn't consist of a single player that was on the playoff roster the year before. I mean, it's really unfair to make the comparison. It's literally talking about two different teams. KD's gone. Iggy and Livingston are gone. Klay Thompson tore his ACL and Steph Curry got hurt. What, you know, the fourth, fifth game of the season, whatever it was. I mean, give me a break, man. Like, it's not even reasonable to have the conversation. Now, what is reasonable is
How much have the Warriors changed? How much have they lost that swagger of who they were? How much have they lost that championship identity? I think it boils down to this, fellas. And Coase, you tell me what you think about this.
Sure.
The idea of the Golden State Warriors being the standard, being the measuring stick, being the prohibitive favorite, those days are over, okay? The Golden State Warriors aren't that team anymore. But this idea that they're not even in the conversation to be a championship contender, that remains to be seen. For me, I think it's just Warriors fans, everybody recalibrate the expectations. They're not the runaway favorite anymore, but this idea that they're not going to be in the championship conversation I think is absurd, but that needs to be the goal for the Dubs. No longer the standard, just be in the hunt, be championship worthy. What do you think, Coase?
I think you're absolutely spot on when you say you have to recalibrate. I do think that when they're back, and of course if Klay is healthy, they are a playoff caliber team. But I don't think they're a 1-4, barring what moves they might make that we don't know that they're about to make. Something that they might do to reconfigure their roster. I think they're clearly a playoff team, but they're a 5-8. They're not a 1-4. That's the way they're currently constructed. I see the Western Conference as being monumentally better than the Eastern Conference, and you'll probably have 12 teams out west who are deserving of a playoff shot, but you're just not going to have any room for it. If you look at the playoff teams now, who's going to fall out? Who's going to get out of that bubble of the top eight? Because right now we're seeing 9 and 10 teams that are battling for it, and this is before Golden State goes back and gets healthy. But I do think you have to recalibrate. I think they're going to be competitive each and every year for a number of years going forward. I don't know if they're going to be the championship gravitas that they've had 3 and 5 years, but they're still going to be darn entertaining, and going over and seeing them when they're constructed more closely to what we think they'll be, it's still going to be a great ticket. Now, I want to get to the Chilton Autobody text line. When I asked about the most hated player for Warrior fans, I thought it was Harden. All right? According to the Chilton Autobody text line from the 510, it's CP3, the most hated by the Dubs. From the 925, Harden, LeBron, and Chris Paul. From the 510, Chris Paul, James Harden. From the 510, Chris Paul. Is it more Chris Paul and less James Harden? I wasn't aware of that. I knew they didn't like him, but I thought that he had kind of already moved out of the discussion, and Harden always seemed to be someone who was getting in the way. Not that he was knocking off the Warriors, but just getting in the way, Lo. I thought it was more Harden, but it looks like the text line is giving up a lot more voting for Chris Paul.
See, I thought it was Harden, too, because Harden still can bring more to the table. He's still, you know, Chris Paul's, you know, he's a shell of himself. You know, he still can play. But that's why I was thinking more of it's James Harden is just as well as you guys did, because of the fact he still can bring it. The guy can go out there and get you 50, 60 on any given night. So I think that he would be more of the guy that's hated and all his flop and his antics.
Yeah, that's one of the things here from the 925. When you have a difference between Harden and Lillard, it said the difference is Harden is a floppy, whiny bee. Dame isn't. It's straight up right there, Kobe.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little gospel. And look, the Warriors took Chris Paul's soul like so many years ago. It's easy to forget about that.
Right.
And how many years have they ended James Harden's season? The Warriors eliminated the Rockets 4 times in 5 years. So, and the only time they didn't eliminate him was when Harden, you know, remember he tricked off a game 7 and was like in the strip club afterwards. Kind of a bad look there. So, look. Paul, Harden, there's room for all these guys at the vitriol table. What's funny is there's only two guys in the NBA that can say they truly got one over on the Golden State Warriors. LeBron James, clearly, 3-1, and then Kawhi Leonard with the Raptors last year. That's it. Otherwise, they're all just kind of just residing a plane or two below the Warriors, looking up at the Dubs, yeah. 5 finals, 3 titles. And let me just say something real quick. This idea about, well, what are the Warriors going to be? What are they going to look like next year? Is it over? There's a lot of great teams in the West. What have we seen during Joe Lacob's tenure as owner? What have we seen during Bob Myers' tenure as GM or Steve Kerr's tenure as head coach? What about any of these guys, not even the players, the front office, the personnel, the ownership group, has ever led you to believe that anything other than championship-caliber play is going to be acceptable for this basketball team? These guys are winners on the court, off the court. They grind, yep. Man. They're not going to stand idly by. They got that $2 billion building they got to fill up. Boys, come on.
They make moves. Coach, Gavay brought up a valid point. He said, now New England, you know, no more Tom Brady. And he was talking about the Warriors. if I asked you guys, which team do you feel that's going to have a deeper run? I'm not saying Super Bowl and NBA title, but which two of those two teams are going to go have a deeper run that you'd be willing to bet on if you had to bet? Which one in their own perspective sports would be more of a
give me my choices again. Give me my choices.
Patriots.
Uh-huh.
Warriors.
Who will make the playoffs next year?
Yes. Who has a better chance?
Warriors.
I'd say the Dubs, yeah.
I'd say the Dubs.
Really?
I put real cash on the Dubs.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd put my own hard-earned cake. I'd put my cake and my chicken.
I'll put my chicken.
I think they're both going to do it.
That the Patriots are going to have a better playoff run than the Warriors. I know it's, I think when you look at them, look at these two teams.
I don't know what you're watching.
A lot of people have.
And I love Cam. By the way, I love Cam. I love Cam Newton.
Still got a great defense. Still got a great defense.
Top five defense in the league, Coz.
Yeah, they do. You do right. They do.
And now you have a quarterback that is mobile. They're going to be able to do things. I think that you're sleeping on the.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.